Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 115, where we discuss two articles by Robert K. Merton related to the sociology of science. The first is The Machine, the Worker, and the Engineer, published in the journal Science in 1947, and the second is Selected Problems of Fieldwork in the Planned Community, published in the journal American Sociological Review, also in 1947. Robert K. Merton was a sociologist who founded the field of the sociology of science, the study of how acts of research influence and are influenced by the contexts being investigated. Two of his very early essays exemplify this body of work, whereby he and his research teams reflected on the challenges and difficulties of performing fieldwork. In this episode, we examine two of his speeches, both delivered in 1947, that illustrate the effort to better understand how to study social change in organizations undergoing technological transformations. The first, The Machine, the Worker, and the Engineer, follows a similar theme as our episodes in Tristan Bamforth's coal-gutting study, episodes 34 and 114. There, a major technological change was incorrectly assumed by management to naturally spur greater production, but instead tore apart the social fabric of the miners. Merton explores the more general pattern that a technological advance is being seen as a self-evident good, but managers never considered the social conditions that might be harmed. What Merton proceeds to do in this speech is present common perspectives that have emerged over years of empirical research regarding the purpose of the machine or technology, the situation of the worker employing the technology, and the engineer separately building the machines under management direction or under their own curiosity, but not necessarily with the worker's needs or conditions in mind. Although the aim was to provide a research agenda, Merton's findings find ready application to questions regarding the advancements of capabilities in workplaces today. The other speech is Some Problems of Fieldwork in the Planned Community, which explores how relationships and tensions within the environment under study can lead to consequences for the researcher, the research itself, and the subjects of the study. This was a classic example of Merton's sociology of science, where the originating study itself was not discussed beyond disclosing that it was in a planned community and that the subjects were from management and residents alike. Of interest instead were the various reactions and responses to the presence of the research team. For example, the tensions between management and residents complicated the way the research team had to enter the site, so as to maintain objectivity and neutrality, yet not be seen as a tool of either management or the residents against the other party. Merton described various characteristics and motivations of informants of the study, and under what conditions did they tend to be more cooperative. The result was a series of recommendations for field workers to increase cooperation and avoid alienating the participants. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.